Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm so lucky today to be joined by TK. They just played their live to air in our living room, practically, which is definitely a first. We typically do ours in the office, but I don't know. I'd like to please introduce yourselves.
Kia ora, my name's Te Kahui.
Hey, Josh Botts.
Hey, I'm Brian Tomoa.
Perfect. I just want to quickly talk about, like, how do you all know each other? How has this group kind of formed together?
David Picard.
Yeah, shout out David.
Shout out David and Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they couldn't join us. They couldn't join us today. Seth actually, I think he fractured his jaw. He messed up his face real bad.
He's so hardcore on the drums that, yeah. I don't know what happened there. But
I think David's away at the moment.
Yeah, big mahi dog right now. We all met just through... Well, yeah, it's slowly kind of forming a band through big jam nights out at David's house where it'd all just be playing. Everyone's just jamming. I'd pick up the mic, freestyle. And then I was like, okay, I want to start a band. Got all my solo stuff. I want to live it up.
Yeah, because listening to your solo stuff, like, it sounds completely different to what I just heard there. Like, that's intentional, obviously, but, like, what was kind of the thought behind that?
I see them almost as two separate entities because, for me, I love performing and playing it with instruments as well and with musicians. It's completely different to playing with backing tracks.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for us as well, like... TK comes to us with these songs, you know, and did you get them, like, sampled from YouTube, or what was that, like, the backing tracks for your vocals, right?
Yeah, some of them are just from beats on YouTube.
Yeah, so he just comes to us with these beats from YouTube, like, from some unknown producer halfway across the world, who knows where, and so it was, like, our task to just, like, jam along and turn it into our own kind of original live thing, you know, and we played around with the chord progressions and the grooves, and it really just came together in a live, original, authentic fashion. Hey, what do you reckon, Brian?
It's super fun. I think the some of the funnest or most fun part of that whole process is taking these already, like, banger tunes and translating them almost to what would be a live scene. And so, you know, just messing around at these Brighton jams, we kind of get a swing for, like, what do we want to hear here and what do we hear there. And it's just fun, you know, it's just good fun, and that's really
yeah as well. I'd like to say that, like, for me, this is the first time I've worked with a rapper, and I reckon, like, it's a different approach to play, like, your instrumentation and how you're playing the instrument. I feel like it's about what you take out of it, you know, because you want the rap and the verse to, like, really stand out and hit hard. Yeah.
The soundstage is completely different, and kind of composing that around this voice, like, his voice just pops and it gets people's attention, and I think that's why, you know, I Want to Be Here to Stay kind of play in this cool ass band, because it's like, you know, when he gets up on the mic, he gets your attention and you're like, hey, I want to listen to that, actually.
Yeah, love it. And, like, how much of it when you play is, like, just jamming? Like, I noticed, like, a little bit of it today, but, like, if someone were to head to one of your shows, how much of it's jamming?
Josh is a beast on the keys.
Oh, bro, you as well, man.
he's tearing it up. I don't know if this is coming before or after the set, but, like, this... You'll get to hear some of his genius, and it's so cool being able to play around that. We got sub in for the bass as well, but he's a guy I know. Shout out Sol. He's so good as well. He's really good. So it was just heaps of fun taking those little lower moments where we kind of give TK a rest and playing those up. Yeah.
So to answer your question, though, like, during the live show, I'd say at least 10%, maybe 20%, because, like, you want to leave a little bit for... you know, jams in the moment for kind of the magic to happen. I feel like in the live performance, that's where the magic is. What do you reckon, TK?
100%. Having, like, just that freedom to do what you need. I feel like we were more prepared for our last show than today, but that is fine. I really like how it was in the moment, and there are some kind of mistakes.
Yeah. And that's with doing it live, like,
happy accidents.
Yeah. How did you ever do anything live before with the band? Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, I moved up to Wellington and started going to the open mic nights at Moon Bar, so the jams. Yeah. And I just hop up ask for some musicians to come and play, and we'd just rap. And so, yeah, I did that for a few months, and then put together a band for one show. We played one show, and then we just disappeared. And I was like, I need to do this again.
I love it. And
we debuted the group at Inch Bar. Oh. And that was when I saw like the power of the group and the power of TK as well. Like, he's such a performer. Honestly, I've played at Inch Bar a lot of, you know, maybe about 10-ish times, and it's a really small room. But like, I've never seen it like that. Like, TK just brought that place alive. You know, we opened for Tali Joy. Shout out Tali Joy.
Shout out Tali.
And yeah, that was just an epic show. And honestly, TK has fans. Like, they turned up, they burned that place down, bro. And they were feeding us energy. They were feeding us energy as well. So we fed them energy, and it's just this incredible moment.
It's that feedback loop, right? Like, yeah. Getting up on stage when you get to play these jams live, people, they hear them and they're like, they start bopping along. Even in the room where we were recording, people were dancing along to the tracks, and that's kind of the purpose of it, eh?
It's awesome. It's an opportunity for me as a like a performer and a vocalist to just perform and share my energy with the crowd, and I tend to get it back, which is quite encouraging.
That's a good
song. Yeah, no, definitely. And can you tell me about the because you got from Famar, am I right with that?
Yes.
How did that all come about?
So I just knew someone who knew someone who knew Ma. Ma knew but nobody in Dunedin. I was like, oh my god, hand up, straight away, put me on. I didn't have any band members at this point. I was like, I can make it work, I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
And yeah, just slowly started meeting people, putting it together, running the practices, and then the rest was history, really.
Yeah.
Smashed it out the park.
And that was that at in Littleton? Was that where it was?
That was one of the legs of Rotorua, but this one was at Pearl Diver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we christen that? We christened the stage, actually. they just got a new stage up. It's a cool venue.
Because that's so new there. Yeah.
We were one of the first acts. I think we were the first act to be on that stage.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was also, you know, that was a massive opportunity for us. And like what TK just said, like, he didn't have a band while he got offered the gig without a band. And so I feel like sometimes an opportunity like that just lands on your lap and you have to rise to the occasion. And that's kind of what we did, you know, because, you know, it was a pretty big opportunity for us. We wanted to show up and give our best performance, and we'd only been playing. We'd only been playing like 2 months at that point. So, yeah. But yeah, we just did our best and yeah, gave that performance our all, really.
Yeah,
it's amazing when you have a good team of very talented people around you. It makes it pretty smooth.
Just also talking about venues, what other venues have you played, Raal and Otipoti? Like, where else have you been?
Just David's house.
Shout out, David. Yeah, we're picking up, you know, new gig opportunities and that sort of. We actually had you know, people come to us after the Ma gig and give us a few opportunities, this being one of them. So it was it's so cool to kind of just have something just spark up, and now the ball's rolling, we're just rolling along with it.
Yeah.
Snowball mentality.
Yeah.
I'd also like to talk about your newest single. It came out in January, right? It's Same Love, or was it a bit earlier?
That was the first one I put out this year. Yeah, I think it came out January 22nd.
Yeah.
I actually forgot.
My birthday, great day to be me.
Sorry.
I had forgot that it had come out. So I was like just chilling in the ether for like about a week before I started like trying to do anything with it. And it's going very well.
Yeah.
Picking up momentum in the Spotify world as well, definitely.
Yeah, and it's doing great for you. Plus, you did a music video for that too.
That one's loading. We're going to do some shooting for it soon. But yes.
In the works.
Yeah, and there was another collaboration of yours I really loved. I think I wrote the name down somewhere. It was one that you did with two other artists. Give me a moment. This is This one is the Grey Eyes and Timeless lip shade.
Shout out Brie Louise Hilton, and shout out Monday.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, just some of my mates from Wellington. Bree was actually my old keyboardist in that band, and then Monday's just a friend of ours, producer.
Yeah.
She just cooked up that draft, was running it. She's up at Massey, so I was just making it up there, and you're just lucky enough to collaborate with people, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful tune, eh?
Yeah, no. It's great. It's
a timeless
I love that, like, chill side of, of, like, kind of rap hip-hop with a little bit of R&B, which the R&B's definitely leaned in now. But, yeah. What are you looking forward to in the future? Next gig, perchance?
Next gig, 7th of June at Dropkicks.
That's it.
I'm looking forward to just laying down some more chords on more of TK's tracks. Because we only really created the set for the Ma show. But now, like, there's more material. And it seems like TK's a loaded gun. He just comes out with a new single, like...
Every 6 weeks.
It's just like, oh, okay, there's another one. So there's a lot more material for us to work on and just, like, lay something down on. Hey, I'm excited for that.
So many more tunes we got lined up. TK's got lined up. And we're very, very excited. Big hype to play them for you.
Yeah, well, watch the space, I tell you that. I'm going to play Same Love right now. Will sound a bit different than what you heard, but it's a banger. We love the different interpretations. That's kind of the art of it all. Anyway, this has been TK. Thank you so much for listening to the interview, and thanks so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.